Bellow told KPCW last week he has several programs that rely in part on federal money. He said he had not received official word yet, but he had spent it under the sequester. His maternal and child health program and the Women, Infant, and Children Program for Low-Income Recipients, or WIC, will be reduced by about 5.1%. And emergency preparedness might see a cut of as much as 8%. Bellow said his department has been watching its spending carefully for a couple of reasons.
You know, we were obviously in a situation where we were, for purposes of the county budget, trying to be pretty lean and pretty efficient anyway. And so we actually have made adjustments in the 2013 budget for multiple reasons. One of them is we were anticipating the sequestration, and so we have changed some things, in particular in the WIC program. And I think we're actually going to be in pretty good shape.
He said he made some adjustments in staffing and information to maintain the same level of WIC service. He discussed a nurse on staff.
And she was doing a combination of services in WIC and then clinical services, things like giving vaccines, etc. And we shifted a significant portion of her funding out of WIC, and actually because we had a separate funding source for some vaccine money that came from the state, we're using her to do more vaccines and less WIC. And in order to not reduce the amount of clients that we can see in WIC, we have implemented some different education methods, including instead of one-on-one face-to-face education, we're doing a little bit more online education. We're looking at setting up a couple of computers downstairs in the WIC office.
He said they've reduced the WIC program by a quarter of a full-time position, or 10 hours a week. For emergency preparedness, he said they shifted some of that service to other partners in the community. Bellow said there are some other programs, including vaccinations and chronic disease prevention, that are taking hits not because of the sequester, but because of other federal budget cuts. However, state officials are preparing for a grant window with the Center for Disease Control.
We just got a memo from the Utah Department of Health that they have received a new request for proposals from the Centers for Disease Control. So in other words, just a grant application. But the amount of funding for the diabetes, the obesity, and a couple of other programs that they fund through the state with federal dollars, the amount of funding has been significantly reduced. And so we are anticipating that some of those chronic disease programs and prevention programs that we focus on in our communities are going to take some big hits.
In the meantime, Bellow said they've made changes to maintain their vaccination services.
Childhood vaccines, especially for the underinsured, many of those funding sources have dried up, and a lot of those funding sources were federal. Again, they came through the state. And what we've done is we have just shifted other monies here that we had for multiple different clinical purposes to make sure that we can still maintain the vaccines in the underinsured children. And I think that's really important. In my view, the vaccinations are a fundamental component of public health, and it's not someplace that we can cut corners.
Although he's confident his department can continue services, Bellow said he's still worried about people falling through the cracks.
We want to make sure that people know that even though funds are being reduced, we're still maintaining services. And we want people to contact our health department if they need things.
Summit County Health Department Director Rich Bellow. For KPCW, I'm Rhett Baroff.